All right, then, holiday party. Holiday attitude. What? No, we're not, are we?
We're not.
Oh, we are. You're right. Good point. It's the holiday. Why do you broadcast from a holiday party anyhow? What's the thinking behind that, if any? Well, I guess another apocalypse fizzles. I wish I had a nickel for every apocalypse that has fizzled. But really, if the Mayans were good at predictions, wouldn't there be more Mayans? And wouldn't basketball hoops be sideways? That was the better joke, I'm sorry. Huh? I like an apocalypse as much as the next guy. You know, Jews actually don't have, I don't think we have an apocalypse. We just get really bad headaches. Migraines, like, before there were migraines. But, you know, every apocalypse, Armageddon, pretty tired of it. You know, when Boehner, you know? Huh? Speaker Boehner?
Boner.
Huh? It's not Boehner, it's Boehner. I'm just saying that when his plan didn't go through, it was Plan B-calypse. You know, everything's apocalypse now. Barack-alypse we had for a while there, and fiscal cliff-alypse. Can't find parking, it's a park-alypse. Or if you can't find your park, it'd be the same thing, a park-alypse. Can't get into Annapolis. That's a long one to say. Annapolis-calypse. And then the blizzard. We get a blizzard here, okay, which is not unusual. We expect it, you know. We expect the guy to come, you know. Guy doesn't come 2 days, 3 days, in the house with the wife. Bob, the guy who's supposed to clear it out, still hasn't shown. What is it? A Bob-calypse. Well, what do you know?
Live from Fairfield, Connecticut to San Francisco, California, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, poet Calvin Trillin, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Now, public housing.
And now, the man who would work for a Christian brother on Christmas, but can't be climbing no poles, it's Michael Feldman.
That's right, anything but pole climbing, I'm in there. Did I just sit around all day watching, trying not to watch all the movies I don't want to see? Oh, okay, yeah, a Bobcalypse. And happy holidays. It's our holiday party. I'm so excited. What a crowd we got. And what a spread. Look, I gotta work facing this spread. And there's the meatballs right there. I checked it all out. The meatballs are right there. They're near you, John. The meatballs. Who brought the meatballs? Are they Swedish meatballs? Someone must have brought the meatballs. They didn't just appear. Or it's a Christmas miracle. That's okay. That's cool. I like that miracle. Someone changed the loaves into meatballs. That would be a good Wisconsin Lutheran miracle. Change loaves into meatballs. And I did make the hot dish. That's it, because it's got the wrong lid on that casserole. Broke the lid a couple of holidays ago. That's it. Want to show it off, John? Yeah, lift it up and actually show it. You have to tip it so they can see it. So that, okay. I own every Lutheran in this audience because I brought the green bean casserole. If you're in the woods and you want to attract Lutherans, what do? You put out a casserole. And they come out, I don't even know where they come out of most of the time. Chetek, maybe. I have no idea where they come from. What?
Lutefisk
repels people, if you have it. Except for a few old Norwegians who still like it. Otherwise, it's repulsive to everybody. Lefse is different. Lefse, you can live with. You can live with Lefse. Welcome to Living with Lefse. It'll be my next show with this. Thanks, just slightly more. Okay, well, we don't have the usual monologue here, but we do have the annual roundup of news, which is, of course, 12 jokes for 12 months for 2012. And this is it, month by month, 12. We'll be out of here in a second. It's quick. January. The hopefuls line up for the presidential nomination, more Donner than Republican Party. That takes us to February. See, it's moving right along here. February, so those were sesame seed bagels on the end of Ryan Brown's bat. See, they weren't weights, they were bagels, sesame seed bagels. Okay, shake your head if you will, sir. But finally, turn it the other way when you do it. March, final battle for the nomination, down to Mitt versus Romney. April is Hookergate, Secret Service always willing to take one for the president. May, the scream goes for $120 million, Mr. Bill, priceless. June, Queen Elizabeth's reign is only 8 in corgi years. July, Chick-fil-A says marriage between one hen and one rooster. Meanwhile, in August, Romney people tell Ryan to stop referring to health care plan as medicide. And you get to September, where the lingerie league refs leave the NFL, so wedgies will no longer be called. October, Apple chief apologizes for maps from dead end in Compton. November, okay, so who gets the binders of women? And finally, and I mean that, December, a Supreme Court considering same-sex marriage, likeliest couple, Scalia and Roberts. Although Ginsburg and Kagan, not out of the question. Thank you, that's 12 months, 12 jokes. How many minutes? It was probably not even 12 minutes. And then just a few memories of 2012. This is called So 2012. These are things that I don't think we're going to hear of again from 2012. Pink Slime, Mark Sanchez, All In, the Romneys, Instagram, X Factor, Jill Kelly, Five Things to Look For, you know, list, Chick-fil-A, Fiscal Cliff, 47%, Tea Party, Pussy Riot, Julian Assange, Call Me Maybe, Windows 8, and Brett Bielema. There you have it. So 2012. That's pretty much it. Okay. Life goes on, though. Obladi oblada, as I like to say, in the shower. And this is just, I don't think we'll get to the memos today, so, but this goes into the year-ending kind of feelings here. This is from a medical biller, a memo from the manager, who says every year this memo hits all of our billers' desks. First page, not too bad. Second page makes you groan. Okay. This goes to lab and other billers. Year-end close for 2012. Donna said the last day for year-end is Wednesday, December 26th, 2012. That means the last day to post is Thursday, December 27th. According to Donna, the December 26th close date is only for tax purposes. Donna will use the remaining payments for December for the doctor's calculation of their paychecks. Wednesday, January 2nd is the last day to post for December 2012. So the computer date 12-17-12. The actual date is 12-18-12. 12-18-12, 12-19-12, 12-19-12, 12-20-12, 12-20-12, 12-21-12, 12-21-12, 12-24-12, so that's a little tricky. 12-24-12 is actually 12-26-12, 12-26-12 is 12-27-12. See next page. 1-1-13 is 12-28-12. See, this goes against your natural inclinations. So that's going to be a tough one on the New Year's. Whereas 1-2-13 is 12-31-12. And that's messing with my billing mind. 1-3-13 is 1-2-13. And all December monies must be posted by January 2nd. Thank you. All right, thank you for that. So that clears up the year. The year in reverse. Now we're going to go back to 2012. Oh, let's not.